Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I start giving on that level so that God would owe me.
Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing.
Harvest responds only to seed, not to prayer.
This is not about material wealth. This is about God in His providence orchestrating all of history in order to bring about that which we need more than anything else, and that is to be rescued from God.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
From soul crushing to soul exalting. This is, I hope so anyway, this is Wretched Radio. Was simply going to share with you something that should make you go, oh, yes. What is that something? It is a video that I found on the YouTube machine. There I am trying to prepare the worship for Sunday morning. The theme, because we've got those at Alpharetta Bible Church, the theme, Jesus is coming back to separate the sheep from the goats. What will that day look like for you? It'll either be the most transcendent, magnificent, breathtaking, and the best kind of way day if you're in Christ. If you're not, you're going to come apart. It's going to be dreadful for you. And I'm looking through the YouTube to find worship music that talks about the return of the King, setting up His throne as He comes in glory with all of the angels. Can you imagine the sound that's going to make when Jesus returns from heaven? The blast of the trumpet, the shout of the angels. Jesus descends on a stallion with a sword coming out of His mouth, with blood on His thighs, with all of the angels. What kind of sound is that going to make? If you've ever heard a nature sound that's, well, like a big thunder clap, it's like, whoa. Imagine the sound when Jesus returns. And was looking for music that was in that theme. And I stumbled into what you're going to hear in a moment. And I thought, that's just so worth sharing. If you've never heard a contemporary worship song that's biblical, reverent, yep, it's contemporary in its vibe, but it's Christ exalting, which is what I think church on Sunday morning should be about. But I thought, just to help us appreciate what good contemporary worship music is, because there is some good contemporary worship music, there's also soul-crushing contemporary worship. And I'd like to share that with you first, and then we'll have our souls exalted. This is from a number of years ago. It stuck in my head because it was so preposterous. You are going to be shocked. You might actually be righteously indignant. This is one of those churches, you know, it's moody. It's got the lights dimmed. Bunch of young people. And this guy is going to lead the congregation in singing, "You Spin Me Right Round, Jesus, Right Round Like a Record Player." Nope, not kidding. Now, had a choice. Could have queued up the video right to where he starts singing, but I thought, no, let's listen to his intro, the type of teaching that is coming out of these NAR-like silly centers.
Put a place of honor in our hearts for you, Lord. We know that we can't receive anything from anyone until we have honor in our hearts for them.
I don't know what that means. In a place of honor for your Lord, we're going to sing, is it Depeche Mode? "You spin me right round, baby, right round like a record player." In a place of honor and glory. And we can't receive anything from somebody until we honor them? What verse is that?
So just like Moses.
Oh boy.
As a sign of honor, as a sign that you are removing the things that separate you from the holy place.
What?
So invite you to kick off your shoes right now.
Oh no. Why do feet always have to be involved in these things? I'm not kidding. Do you remember this tragic period of youth group gross out games still going on? I looked it up. I think we did a number of TV shows on it. It's just there's hundreds of gross out games, and a lot of them have to do with feet. I mean, remember the pastor down in Florida who put peanut butter between his toes and had the kids lick it out? Well, that was only after the parents complained because he'd put the peanut butter in his armpits to have the kids lick it out. Then he decides it'll be better if I put it between my toes.
The other gross out games, it involves boys and girls playing with their feet and putting food into the mouth of the other person with their feet. What's with all the feet business?
Come on, everybody all over this place. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are.
I hope there's nobody there that's old.
Kick your shoes off in this place.
By the way, dude has a really cool faux hawk.
And while you're down there, grab a couple socks.
That is in honor of you, Lord, like Moses.
Come on.
Tell me what we're going
to
do.
Everybody going to grab something to spin.
Okay. I see what we're doing here. You spin me right, and we're going to spin our socks.
You guys ready?
Yeah, man.
Come on, put those things up. Spin your shoes, sock keys, I don't care.
Okay, question. What are we doing here? We're taking off our socks so that we can spin them while we sing, "You Spin Me Right Round Jesus." Honestly.
Everybody, gotta jump. You're not spinning anything. Come on, grab something.
I know they're there of their own volition, presumably. These kids.
Everybody!
Jumping up and down.
Yeah.
This is God exalting. Get to it, dude.
Let's sing this. You spin me right round, Jesus, right round, like a record, Jesus, right round, round, round. You spin me right round.
Jimmy, would you do me a favor if you can endure it?
Please don't.
Yeah, go look up the lyrics to this song. I can't believe they're wholesome. This has got to be some sort of double entendre, some sort of shadowy language that probably isn't something that we should be thinking about when we're thinking about our Savior.
Jesus, right round, like a record, Jesus, right round, sing it up. Right round.
Give me the verse.
You spin me no. Right round, Jesus,
all right, here's what
right
I'm going to... Like, by the way, this is 9 minutes and 59 seconds long. I wish I were joking. Now we're just going to get him in a frenzy. Get the music going. Can't take it anymore. Now that our souls have been crushed, let's see if they can be exalted. And this will serve to do two things. One, to lift you up. And two, to let you know I'm not entirely curmudgeonly when it comes to contemporary worship music.
Oh, lift your eyes to heaven, see the Holy One eternal. Behold the Lord of majesty, exalted in his temple. As symphonies of angels praise, now strain to sound his glory. Come worship, fall before his grace, the King in all his beauty.
How worthy.
How worthy. How worthy. How worthy. The King in all his beauty.
Who spins you right round, babe?
I see the King who wears the crown. One made of shame and splinter, the sacrifice for ruined man, the substitute for sinners. As earth is stained with royal blood and quakes with love and fury, he breathes his last and bows his head, the King in all his beauty.
See the Savior.
Now see the Savior lifted up, the Lamb who reigns in splendor, the
above every tribe and tongue. His kingdom is forever. Bring praise and honor to his courts. Bring wisdom, power, blessing. For endless stages we'll adore the King in all his beauty. How worthy, how worthy, how worthy the King in all his beauty. How worthy, how worthy, how worthy the King in all his beauty.
Slight difference.
How worthy.
How worthy, how worthy, how worthy the King in all his
youth. Ah, that's better. This is Wretched Radio.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Pre-order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at FortisInstitute.org/lies. You know what's remarkable? Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, three of them in the top 2%. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Krotz, Libby Glosson, real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app, completely free. Download it, use it, share it, and then partner with us at FortisInstitute.org, because we truly believe the church deserves better. So if we were going to be honest with one another, we would have to admit that every day our phone buzzes with celebrity scandals and political outrage and notifications of TikTok trends. But what if your phone could deliver something different? Meet Fortis Plus. If you haven't already downloaded it yet, I want to urge you to take that opportunity right now. It's free and it will replace noise with nourishment. Download it right now where you download your apps, or just go to FortisPlus.org, because what feeds your mind shapes your life. 25 years. That's a quarter century of standing firm for biblical truth.
This is Wretched Radio.
Through every cultural shift, every challenge, every opportunity to proclaim God's truth, you've been with us. And for that, we're grateful. But none of this would be possible without faithful partners like you. Join us at FortisInstitute.org as we continue this journey together for 25 more years of faithful service.
Until tomorrow, go serve your King.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the cornerstone. When laying a foundation, every stone must be aligned in reference to the cornerstone. God is building his church as a holy temple, and as believers, we are being brought into line with the cornerstone, Jesus Christ. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Spanning the globe to bring you, well, if we're going to be honest, and we're Christians, so we're going to be, a bunch of stories that are important but really aren't enough to fill an entire segment. So what do? You slap them together, and to make a theme, you play a dated theme song from Wide World of Sports, and you call it Wide World of Christian News. I was early. I
blew that one.
I would have went with it.
This is right. Okay. Jimmy, you're going to appreciate that. Nobody else is going to appreciate this, but you'll appreciate this. I was told at Alpharetta Bible Church. So we play one song. And actually, there's three different verses, but we play one of the verses each week because I think that this isn't mandated in the Bible, but having I'll just use the word like a touchstone. It's like we sing that song every week. I think it's helpful for us because it's a reminder, and it just, it's like, okay, there are things here that are constant and consistent. I think I've shared this before, but the Roman Catholic Church has found value in that. They've discovered that when they just keep doing the same thing over and over again, people might leave, but they come back. Why? Because of the familiarity. Well, we don't want to follow that pattern, but I think the concept is somewhat valid. If we're constantly changing everything in church, we never do anything the same. It's always different. It just feels kind of like you're floating out there. So we have one song that is kind of serves as that repeated and constant element. Speak, O Lord, is the name of it. I think it's a Getty tune. It's really excellent. And so they sing that one of the verses, and then I step into the podium, and I've been informed, please wait for the last note of the piano to stop.
Stepping on the music.
Well, because that's what you do.
That's exactly.
That's what you do in radio anyway. You don't wait for it to stop and then go, oh, I'm on. you just bang. As soon as they stop singing, you jump in. That's what you do. But apparently not at Alpharetta Bible Church because I've been told, knock it off. You're making things hard. Let's go span the globe, shall we? This is from the earth. Florida specifically. Carpenter ants. You say, what does this have to do with Christian radio? Here's the headline from earth.com. Ants are the only animals besides humans. Wait a second. I'm sorry. The only animals besides humans? We're not animals. We're humans. We're ensouled. We're better. Sorry. We're the cream of God's creative crop, not ants. Ants are the only animals besides humans. All right, I'm going to let you guess. Jimmy, I'm going to let you finish the headline. Ants are the only animals besides humans that perform blank.
Work.
You got to be more specific. What kind of work?
Laborious work.
Okay, that's the same word. Labor and work are the same thing. Put your thesaurus down. Surgery.
Really?
Yeah. They perform surgery, those ants, just like human beings. Yep, this is from the Science Journal, Current Biology. It highlights how Florida carpenter ants, and then I just love this. They throw in the Latin name to make it sound like, see, we're scientists. By the way, we're going to be putting up a video, I think, on Friday. Jason Lyle did a webinar for Fortis Institute on climate change, shared some of that last week. The entire thing is up at Fortis Institute, or you can go see on the YouTube machine this Friday. We're just going to kind of chop that up a little bit, and you will see that the science is not on the side of climate change activists, with all due respect to Al Gore, who's been wrong about every prediction that he's ever made about the future. Campanatus. Floridanus. Got the word Florida. I didn't know Florida was a Latin name. So we turned it into a Latin name so it makes it sound scientific. They handle severe wounds among their nest mates. This is from the University of Würzburg. So I guess we're in Florida and Germany. When we're talking about amputation behavior, this is from the author of this scientific study. When we're talking about amputation behavior? What? This is literally the only case in which a sophisticated and systematic amputation of an individual by another member of its species occurs in the animal kingdom. So let me get this straight. You're comparing, I don't know, bypass surgery that is done in an operating room that is presumably sterile, with operating equipment, with lights, with machinery. You're saying that's just like the ants when they tear a limb off of another ant. This is just another effort to try to bring people to elevate animals, bring people down, the descent of man, so that we're nothing but what evolution teaches us. We're just a bunch of monkeys. We're just animals. In 2023, a different ant species, Megapanera analis, was shown to rely on a special gland to release antimicrobial compounds during treatment. We're calling it treatment. Apparently, there's an ant in the colony who's got a gimpy wing, and they rip it off of him, but they've also got something in their mouth that can help aid treatment. Treatment. That's considered treatment. This is so desperate. Observations reveal that the ants rely on a systematic evaluation of each wound. Can you show me that paperwork? Do they do that evaluation on a computer, or are they still writing it on paper? Suggesting they can detect when amputation is more likely to offer a better outcome than cleaning alone. Oh, is that what they're doing when they scramble around? In the study, femur injuries were consistently handled with initial cleaning before the leg was removed, whereas tibia injuries received only cleaning. Oh, I see how you did that. There were some injuries. How many of these injuries did we study? Femur injuries, where they almost completely amputated the leg, had a success rate around 90%. And for the tibia, where they didn't amputate, it still achieved a survival rate of about 75%. So let's just take human language. Just lay it over ants. How sad is this? Here's the one last quote. The only medical system that can rival what the ants do would be the human one. Wait a second. So we're rivaling it? It's better than what we do in an operating room? These labels that teaching kids that they're animals, that ants are on the same level of sophistication as human beings when it comes to science and medicine, is it any wonder this generation is so lost and so confused? And so detached from all things. Because this is why I'm so excited about this, y'all. This is really so exciting. I think that this is going to become something that is big here at Fortis Institute. We're going to campuses and we want to talk to these kids who have been told they're monkeys or ants, or that they are nothing but a DSM moniker, that they are a label of they're depressed, they're anxiety disorder, they've got ADHD. We want to talk to them. And so we're going to campuses this fall. So far, we've got two scheduled. Kennesaw State, which is actually the largest university in the state of Georgia, and Oklahoma University. That is going to be a riot. And what they want us to talk about is deconstruction and why you shouldn't. And why this is a trend. We want to talk to these students. We don't want to mock and shame. So we're going to be going to have these conversations with them to bring them something hopeful. And as long as we're talking about Fortis Institute, did you know that right now we have a Truth Unhindered campaign? We want to close our store. We want to give everything away. So we're relying on you. We have a match campaign going on right now. If you give, it'll double. And we're going to close the store. Then all of the resources that we still sell, believe me, we give away 90% of stuff. But the other stuff that are the really big resources that we create here with study guides, we want to just give it all away. Would you consider helping us do just that? And then we're going to get this stuff into churches around the globe. You can learn more about it at fortisinstitute.org/truth. fortisinstitute.org/truth. And speaking of labeling the kids, did you know in the DSM, which labels anybody with anything as having some sort of mental disorder, there is nothing in the DSM about people who watch a lot of pornography. That's not considered a malady. They haven't identified that as any sort of addiction. From the conversation, research shows it causes lasting harm to the brain in relationships. It's a 2018 study. 91.5% of men, 60.2% of women consume porn. I think that's a lie. And what they're discovering is it's goofing up their brain, and it does indeed lead them to go deeper and deeper into images that they never imagined that they would look at. Lo and behold, the DSM, happy to call you some sort of mental disorder, but not this one. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.